Captain Shogun.
I didn't meet that character.
What's the dude's name? Rigoberto Sanchez. Gone.
Our punter?
Yeah.
Baseball player.
Gone from where?
According to the NFL.com, he's been released by the Indianapolis Colts.
Really?
Gardner Minshew, Zach Moss, Isaiah McKenzie, Grover Stewart, Tyquan Lewis, Jake Martin, Tavin Bryan, Kenny Moore the second.
Oh, they're not released. Those are free agents.
And those are great
numbers. And as he continues, I was going to say, that's a lot of people they cut.
No, I'm looking at just free agents. Like, this is their
a lot
whole
of those
team.
Dudes coming back.
Well, I know
a lot
Buffalo,
of those dudes coming back.
Buffalo got rid of Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White.
They cut those guys.
Yeah,
those guys you mentioned on Indy, they're just free agents.
I got the whole thing up here.
I think Minshew comes back.
Nah, Minshew ain't coming back.
Yeah, I need a backup.
Nah, Minshew say he want to go start somewhere.
Oh, he must be going.
I think we're gonna sign somebody like Tyrod Taylor or somebody to coming back.
He must be going to UFL or whatever they call it. USFL.
That boy say he been talking to people and they want him to come and do what he did last year and take a team, you know, team? Almost to the playoffs.
Every team has a quarterback except the Patriots.
Nah, that's not true.
That's better than Minshew, whatever.
You can't
name me 15 teams that Minshew is better than.
Right 15 now. Teams? Dude, that's like half the league.
Okay.
You don't need a half the league to get a starting job. You just need one team.
Oh, then I guess that's the.
That's all you need. And yes, he would. He could go to New England.
Yeah. He could.
I saw a story today. A prominent NFL scout says if the 49ers would have drafted Mac Jones, they would have two Super Bowls by now.
Really? I don't know who would say that out loud.
Yep.
The Buffalo Bills cut Jordan Poyer, restructure Von Miller. How the team freed up over $37 million in cap space in a busy day of moves.
I don't even think we get to the Super Bowl with Mac Jones.
They was under 40. So that means you still have no money.
Nah, it was what, 41, I think. They freed up 37. They'll get a couple moved around. Yeah. It's no big deal.
Well, yeah, but you need money to sign players.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But I mean, don't get me wrong, I think we do. But they made it to the playoffs again, divisional round or the championship. I can't remember. Was it a championship or a divisional round? Buffalo and Kansas City. Divisional round, right?
Divisional.
Yeah, it was Baltimore. Okay. I mean, that's the thing. You definitely need people, but each year you're getting to the divisional round, the AFC championship. You need one or two pieces, in my opinion, in the coaching.
But you need more than you just cut like eight people. You need more than one or two people.
Sure did.
That's why I want to know who that source was that said that about Mac Jones. Because
they say it's all over the
row.
It was all over the combine.
Brock Purdy ain't the reason why we lost the Super Bowl.
They said it's all over the combine. It was all over the combine. They was talking about
it. New England's not a great team offensively. Because
Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones.
No, Mac Jones doesn't have it. You can see the guy play quarterback, and he doesn't look like he knows what's going on out there.
He's definitely a game manager.
When Matt Patricia is your offensive, was your offensive coordinator,
end up Tannehilling
his rookie year. Didn't he go to the Pro Bowl his rookie year?
He may have.
With Josh McDaniels, I'm pretty sure
they're gonna Tannehill him, bro. They're gonna give him no help, no coaching, change coordinators every time he turn around. And a guy's never going to get a chance to develop.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I'm pretty sure his rookie year he went to the Pro Bowl.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe he's a rookie sensation.
They got rid of an offensive coordinator and brought in a defensive guy to run the offense. And then this year they brought in, I think, Judge to run the offense, which is even worse.
So let me guess, Matt Jones has all the tools. That's what they're telling me now, too. He got all the tools.
I don't think Matt Jones has it, bro. He's got a rough start, but he's not bad.
I'm not the biggest fan of Sam Darnold, but he ain't better than Sam Darnold. He ain't better than Jimmy Garoppolo. before the Raiders. So I don't see how we get the Super Bowl.
Sam Darnold has all the tools.
Okay, so he's not up there. He's not better than Purdy. I don't see it. No.
But they're not saying right now. They're saying if Kyle Shanahan would have got him as a rookie, it'd be a whole different story.
I don't think he would have started as a rookie, though. I think he still would have went with the plan to start Jimmy. So that means he would have came in. He would have came in year two.
Nah.
You think he would have started
year one? Kyle would have played Mac Jones. He wanted to play Trey Lance. The dude just was made out of glass.
No, he didn't want to play Trey Lance's rookie season. He was on 10.
So I'm just saying he wanted to play Trey Lance.
In some situations, but not like fully be the starter.
And his second year, he wanted Trey Lance to start.
Yeah, that I agree with.
So Mac Jones would have been the starter there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, year two. You saying out the gates.
Year two, but the dude didn't say they was going to win in his rookie year. He just said if they would have drafted Mac Jones,
they
would have at least two Super Bowls.
We've only been to Super Bowl one time since.
You would have been there more. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly what he's saying. You would have been there more.
Buffalo's going.
So we would have went 20.
You might have been at Super Bowl every year with Mac Jones.
Mac Jones, not a chance.
Yeah.
He must think this is NCAA again, and he got the whole Alabama team.
So here we go.
I mean, he got one of the best rosters in the league.
Speaking of roster cuts, team
San Francisco.
San Francisco is not on this list. The Seahawks are, however, division rival.
We're not that bad. We're not for what?
Seahawks cut four players to give themselves the most cap relief so far of this offseason.
Yeah, my GM either front
load
you.
Cut Jamal Adams. I'll take Jamal Adams. Let him come play some linebacker for me.
Damn. You want him to play linebacker now?
Yeah. I mean, that's what he did in Seattle. He was basically a linebacker.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I would – it might sound crazy, but I would be open to trading Debo and signing Ridley.
Yeah, it sounds like a crazy person talking right now.
Yeah, you sound like a crazy person.
So look, here we go. We got cap save Seahawks. They cut four players.
A better route runner.
Save $29 million.
He cannot do what Debo does.
Five people to save $26 million. Jags cut three to save just under 20. No real, like Felix said earlier. Buffalo is still, you know, they were $40 million over. They've saved 25 so far.
25
still got
to
a ways to go. But to
when does the Chargers make their moves? Like,
I was about
hello,
to say the same thing.
It's
I was about
the
say
season.
Chargers,
you got to be under the cap next week. Like, what are you doing, bro?
They got one. They saved $6.5 million. Miami saved 12.
They over the cap.
13.
$40 million over the cap too.
These are teams, they're trying to save and they're not doing much. Position cut the most, cornerbacks.
Do you have the cap, the cap as it stands right now?
For who? I have individual teams.
For the league?
That I do not.
Should go to like, what is it, Over the Cap or whatever. They have all the cap up to date. Cause San Diego need to make some moves.
Like ASAP.
Oh, there you go, right there.
Here it is here. So we're looking for San Diego Superchargers.
Yeah, they got
Los Angeles, where the hell their names are.
Yeah, they'll be towards the bottom. Hold on, is it updated?
It should be. Yeah, this is.
I can tell you, go to Indian. I can tell you if it's updated.
Chargers right now are minus, according to this, minus $18 million above the cap.
Yeah, I think they should start making some moves.
The Colts are $53 million above the cap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's after the Michael Pittman franchise.
Yes,
yeah.
So they're way down here.
They saying Denver is going to cut Sutton and Judy.
Wow.
Really? Cortland Sutton's a guy that I would love to come to Buffalo, bro.
That would be stupid. Oh, to replace Diggs?
No, they're $19 million under the cap, over the cap.
So Buffalo is $7 million above. So they made some moves. That's a good. Baltimore's five, four with the Cowboys. San Francisco's getting better. They're $3 million under or above. Yeah, the Broncos are still $20 million. Chargers almost $20 million. Dolphins almost $16 million. Saints almost $60 million. over the cap.
Yeah, we haven't figured out the Rams formula yet on keep having this, you know, overflow of money always coming in, but we'll be where we need to be as far as cap.
Now, is it the Rams?
They got rid of a bunch of money last year that they thought that was going to be a rebuilding year, and they still was good, but they dumped a lot of money last year.
So do you look at the Commanders?
They're getting a first round pick this year for the first time in like 7 years.
Yeah, Commanders almost $100 million available cap. Do you trust them to not screw that up? Because I'm looking here, the top 10, you have Indy was a playoff team or almost a playoff team. Lions went to the championship game in the Texans. But the teams that are bad have all the cap space, and it looks as if because they don't have the players to be good. Do you trust any of these teams with all of this money to use it properly?
Oh, yeah. They got whatchamacallit now as the GM.
Who are you looking at?
Maddie
Peters.
Johnson?
Peters, the Commanders.
He's one of the top dudes.
So you trust him with $96 million that they won't shit the bed, so to speak? They should be all right?
No, I trust
Peters
him.
Is
– He came from
that
us.
Dude, he's like – yeah, he came from San Fran.
He helped Lynch with the contracts. Lynch ain't do that by us.
No. They hired Peters. They in good hands over there. Yeah, 96 mil.
I talked about the Commanders last week. If they get a quarterback, they've got talent on offense.
Go ahead.
We just talked about it last week. They don't have that quarterback, but they've got skill positions, good skill position players. They've just got no one to get the ball going. And they switch coaches, right? Rivera's out?
Yeah,
he's gone.
And Kingsbury's there as OC,
right?
They wiped the whole thing out.
Yeah.
I think I'm on file here saying that I got them to be division winners next year. I think I said that. If I didn't, I'm saying it now.
That's not good for you for our bet because of...
Why? That don't got nothing to do with your boy.
Yeah, that was part two of the bet was if Caleb is a Commander, he's going to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, but he ain't going to the Commanders. He's going to the Bears.
You don't know that. Commanders is really ready to move up.
I mean, I would like to see him there. I think he would fare well better in Washington than he will in Chicago.
53 mil. You see them boys in Naptown, number 7. We ready to spend it. We're going to blow it, son.
They franchised Pittman Jr.?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they franchised. They still trying to work on the deal.
Put that nice sticker on him.
I mean, he's young enough, man.
He's not going to play on a franchise. They just did that so they can continue working. They said the deal was almost done.
That's good.
So they were close. Not almost done, but they said they were close.
Who did I see the other day? I heard that the top placement, possible place for Kirk Cousins to show up is the Raiders. No, I heard it was the Raiders.
I keep hearing Kirk Cousins to Atlanta.
I saw the other day somebody, I was one of these dudes on Instagram or what, he was breaking down cap and players and X, Y, and Z. He's like, the team you never heard of, you wouldn't think about it, but up-and-coming defense, good skill players, blah, 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 blah. The Raiders with Kirk Cousins. Because of how he structures his deals, he gets his guaranteed money every year. The Raiders have the ability to give him what he needs and make them better. I've heard Atlanta as well.
I think they'd be all right. They'll definitely be approved, but if he wants to, like, really, I'd say Atlanta. Of course he's gonna kill half that cap.
He's gonna kill it.
$47 million, almost $49 million.
If the Falcons get Cousins,
he's gonna kill Fields, half that cap.
If Falcons get Cousins or Fields, they will win the South.
They talking about nobody don't want to trade for Fields.
Yeah,
no man. Like I don't understand why people keep talking about this guy. Everyone who has eyes knows he's not a good quarterback right now, and I don't think there's anybody out there that's gonna try to coach him up to be better.
What are you talking about, Fields?
Yeah.
No, Fields is not that bad as you think. He just doesn't have the talent around him. It's not me thinking.
Like you just said, no one is offering trades for him because people with eyes are watching him play, and they're like, I'm sorry. He's too much of a project. I don't have that right now.
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's the fact that he's about to be on the fifth option. So you really only got 1 year to see what he can do, and then you got to pay him. So with the draft coming in and free agency, you're like, well, I can get me a quarterback and just start from scratch. Because, like, in my honest opinion, I think Bears should keep Fields. But on the business side, it does make sense to get a Caleb or Drake and reset the market. Get your fresh 4 years, and then you can use that cap to put around.
Like if you draft anybody but Caleb, you might as well stay with Fields.
You already know what you have with Fields, and it's not something you want. No one's, like you said, you made a good point. No one's in a trade for a one-year guy where you're going to have to either pay him or let him go. So you might as well go to the draft, get you your young guy, start over, and push that way. Because you don't want to go, like you said, you don't want to get Fields for 1 year and then try to restructure him. It probably won't happen.
Yeah. There's not enough time to see what you can get or what you
can I think people want Fields. They like Fields. I just think, like, why would I trade for Fields if I can get a Kirk Cousins for nothing or a Russell Wilson for nothing? I don't have to give up nothing.
True. That's true. You don't have to give up draft picks. You can just go sign them at a discounted. Because whatever you sign them for, you're going to have to sign Fields more than that and then give away draft picks. Yeah.
That's the thing that's hurting Fields is I got you. I got to give you the fifth year next year. So the fifth year option is like $20-something million. So I'm paying you $20-something million. Then the year after that, I got to pay you.
Mm-hmm. And I gave away a potential third, fourth, or third, fifth, and then a future third, fourth. And so I don't know what I got.
I think that's what's hurting them. And another thing that's hurting them, I think, is why am I going to be in a rush to trade for Fields when I know
the market ain't
there? I know that you are not going to go into next season with Fields and Caleb Williams on your team. I know that. So why am I going to even call you to trade for Fields right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you draft Caleb Williams.
I'll do a deal before training camp.
Sit back and like, hey, man, I know they're not going to training camp with Caleb Williams and Justin Fields.
True.
Hey, it's getting close, buddy. You want to take this seventh round pick?
Yep, Clay Possum.
Oh, hey, man, they turned one of these into Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder how many people will do that, because when Sean McVay won his Super Bowl as a young coach, the next 2 or 3 years, everybody's getting 30-year-old coaches. If Purdy's doing well at numbers, Mr. Irrelevant, there's people that probably think we can just get everybody else and get some random dude in the seventh round to just throw him the ball and see what happens. There's got to be people out there thinking
You better be running that Shanahan system.
Yeah, you better have something good to go with.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So who's out there? Who's been signed that's been like, because I'm reading our group chat, guys are getting receivers anywhere, getting franchised left and right. Who's like the biggest, bro, I can't believe I just saw that type
Mike
thing.
Evans. Mike Evans, the only one that got signed.
But 2 for $26 or something like that?
Yeah.
That's $26 million for a 30-year-old receiver. I don't know.
Is he getting paid for what he's done, not for what he's going to do?
Yeah, I think so. He had a good year last year, but.
Yeah.
Wasn't it one of the weirdest stats where he's got,
I mean,
every year 1,000-plus and 10 touchdowns? Yep. Like, that blew my mind when I heard that about Mike Evans. I'm like, that's
he's not the only kind of
receiver.
I think if they didn't have to franchise Winfield, they probably would have franchised Mike Evans for the 21. But they couldn't because they had to franchise Antoine Winfield.
Didn't you tell me, or I might be tripping, didn't you say, or didn't we see where they let you franchise two people now? Or no?
Franchise two people.
No, I know you can franchise for 3 years in a row.
Okay, then that's probably what it was.
Man, they do that, though. Oh, gosh, those motherfuckers are going to have a heart attack. They start franchising two people.
Yeah, they got to work that in their next collective bargaining agreement. They gotta find a way
they need to be trying to get rid of the franchise tag, not add another one. Because these dudes are getting screwed with the franchise tag this year. This year, it's like kind of like I don't really want to pay you, but I don't want you to walk away and I get nothing. So that's like you got that with Sneed, who they franchised and they told, hey, we franchising you, but you can go look for a trade.
And if you don't find nothing, come on back.
And then they saying, like, Brian Burns is the same thing. Like, they franchise them, but they hoping that they can trade them.
I would have loved to make a trade.
Which is crazy. They turned down 2 first-round picks 2 years ago for Brian Burns.
Yep. Sure did.
And now they franchising them and trying to trade them, and they ain't getting 2 first now. Should have took it when the Rams was F them picks.
I'm trying to find out here. Like, I can't find a list of who's been signed, who's been franchised. I can't find a single thing on air.
I'll tell you, the biggest, free agency don't start till next Monday. But
still, just give me the rumors, give me the information, but I'm not sure.
The biggest thing that happened so far, I think, is Christian Wilkins not getting franchised. That is a big move. He's probably going to be one of the first people to get signed next week. I can't believe, but I mean, the Dolphins don't got no money. They on purge.
Yeah, when I looked up the available players, he was on the list. They had just as many as Buffalo, 20-plus players to get rid of or to restructure or something to get another cap.
Yeah, he's probably top 5 free agency next when the shit start next week.
Mm-hmm.
Him, Chris Jones.
Chris Jones coming back. They ain't going to let that boy go. It'd be stupid.
They ain't got no choice. He a free agent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he would.
Gonna have to pay him for real, for sure.
Either gonna pay that boy or he gone.
I think he gonna leave. I think he would leave.
I mean, he sat out the first couple games last season, right? So he's already shown a willingness to sit out and say, "Screw you, I'm not playing." So now it's like, we have to pay you or let him go.
And then right now the incentive is, I just won 2 Super Bowls. I ain't got to win no more. I can just strictly just go for contracts now. I don't know. I got 2 rings.
It's a good free agency class.
When you win one, you like.
Especially you got Poirier out there now.
I don't think there's going to be a big market for him.
Of course he is. He's one of the top safeties.
Yeah, but he's getting older.
That
old.
What they say, long in the tooth.
He ain't that old.
Ain't he like 29, 28?
That ain't old. He ain't a running back.
Listen, bro, I watched Jordan Poirier run. He's got the old guy run. He got the old guy
run. It's hips and knees,
but there's no there's no gait, bro. He ain't long striding it. It's like thighs down or what's moving. His hips are barely getting going.
Yeah, he's got old guy run. Man, he gonna have a market.
He'll be a guy to help you out. He may go to Indy. Need someone to calm down that rookie DB room.
He's the guy to do it. No, we're going to Xavier McKinney coming to Indy. He's going to.
That's the problem with a lot of these vets that's going to hit the market. This is a
good. We signing the safety, but it won't be Poirier. It's going to be Xavier McKinney.
This draft has a lot of talent in it.
Already got his jersey set up, ready to go.
The receiving crews are good. You got
It's in my car.
The secondaries are good. I'm waiting for them to announce the Surtain trade, and I'm gonna go get that jersey.
Yeah. It's already on my cart. I got a
Your Sneed is in there.
I got my Sneed jersey in the cart, and I got my Xavier McKinney jersey in the cart. They both in the cart.
Don't accidentally hit buy because you're gonna end up with a bunch of players that are not gonna be on your team.
No, I've wrote an email to Chris Ballard, so he knows.
All right, that makes sense.
Xavier McKinney and Snead, get them both.
Make sure you use your Amex card because if they don't come or they switch teams, you get that refund.
You got
to
get him.
Josh Allen about to lose his job.
Which job?
They signed. Yeah, Bill signed a new quarterback today.
like talking about the Jacksonville Josh Allen. I was like, he got.
Nah, tagged. I'm talking about Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. He's got competition in there now.
You can't replace the best quarterback in the NFL.
Huh?
Excuse me.
He's got competition. He's got competition in there now. You don't go out there and you don't sign a veteran like that unless you're ready to have competition.
Who did they sign?
Mitch Trubisky. Money making Mitch.
Yeah.
I think it's his second time back with Buffalo. He was there a couple years ago.
Of course, they brought him back. Like, yo, we can't. We got to have him. He made Josh Allen have a good season.
This guy, the next Aaron Rodgers, they said, got all the tools. Yeah,
Trubisky ain't much.
North Carolina. Name me a quarterback. North Carolina.
Give me your takeaway from the combine. I know
The same thing I told you last week. That receivers, that receiving. Is dude.
Well, yeah. Since last week, I mentioned it doesn't do much for some people. The 40-yard dash is blah, all these things. We saw a new record by what, 1/10 of a second? Was it 4.22 or 4.21? He had
4.21.
He beat John Ross. And then what's that dude we saw from FSU? The lineman? The Instagram video.
Which one?
I can't think of his name.
I mean, like a 4.7 or something?
He ended up, and the guys were talking like, yo, this guy played himself into the first round. So we talked about that, D-tackle. Like, the point of the combine, what are you going to do, what's going to go on? And there was a clear video of this guy. He did every agility thing, 40-yard, all of it, at the top, so to speak. And everyone's like, yo, this guy just got himself into the first round, bumped up a few million dollars.
The Georgia kid boasted himself doing in the gauntlet because he was going 25 miles an hour.
Who?
The boy from Georgia. I don't remember his name. You know his name, though.
Oh, McConkie?
There you go.
Hey, McConkie going to be a beast, boy.
That boy was 23 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Hey,
McConkie. Lloyd Lied McConkie. That boy going to be a beast, boy. That boy going to the Patriots.
Fisk, his name is Brandon Fisk.
Oh, Brandon Fisk. He had a D tackle.
Yeah, he had a 4.78. He's from like.
But the combine was good. I enjoyed it. It was good. The receivers are deep. Yeah. And I think
I just wish these kids would do more of the drills, man.
Like, anyone surprise you?
No, not really surprise me. I was kind of upset because the whole time I was telling y'all like Xavier Worthy gonna be a Colt. And he was going to be a Colt, man. But now he shot up from like the second round. Now people are talking about him in the first round. I don't want to take him in the first round.
I would have liked to see some more.
But man, you got some dudes like a Dunze and is a dog, and then you got.
I would like to see White Lightning perform, man.
I would have liked to have seen that too.
Receiver, Donnay Mitchell, he went out there and ran fast. He ran like 4.3.
A lot of them ran 4.3.
The dude that the LSU Thomas Jr. That's the one I want right there. That boy like 6'3", 2.
I want him. I want him. Trey Debo, go get him.
But yeah, Ladd McConkey, he went out there and showed out. It's deep.
And ran a 4.34 or 4.36.
Yeah. Wide receivers is deep, man. Then I think Penix showed out. I think Penix probably gonna jump back in that first round conversation because of the medicals. He got good medicals, and then he showed that arm, man. Penix he's got an arm.
Away from I think Texas, he threw a rocket on the deep pass.
Nah, Texas. You know who you're talking about? Milton.
Yeah, Milton. There you go.
Yeah, but everybody knew that. But boy, he threw that thing like 70 something yards on a dime. But everybody knew he got the strongest arm. He's going to be 99 throwing power in Madden.
Here's this Chris Trapasso. These are his top five from the combine or not the combine from Cox. I know Williams didn't do much at the combine, but this guy here, what's his name? Trapasso, I said?
He shook hands and talked to babies and shook hands. Ain't that what the saying say? Kiss babies and shake hands. That's what he did. That's what he did at the combine.
Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, JJ McCarthy, and Spencer Rattler. That's quarter. This guy is the top five quarterbacks coming out of college and the combine. Penix isn't on here. We were just talking about him.
Yeah, I'm not a big Spencer Rattler guy.
Running backs, Trey Benson, Bucky Irving, Jonathan Brooks, Marshawn Lloyd, Jalen Wright. These are the top five running backs out of college in the combine.
Trey Benson showed the speed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People going to like that because he got the tape. He looked good on tape. And then he went out there and showed the speed was real.
Mm-hmm. Who else off this top five live running backs? Anyone else here you talking about?
I like Bucky. I like Bucky Irving. He can be a coach if you want to.
Blake showed up. Blake showed he fast.
Marshawn Lloyd can play. He bigger back, but he can play.
Rob, who are you talking about?
Blake Corum. I thought he was gonna run a lot slower, man. But at 4.45,
yeah,
works for me.
Receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr.
The headline.
You moved Marvin Harrison Jr.
Get out of here.
They did what? They moved neighbors to
get out of here.
Stop it.
Oh, so no.
We don't agree with here. We don't think.
Oh, neighbors. No. Why they got him at number three, bro? That's my sleeper, boy. Take him off the list for people start seeing him.
He must have done well at the combine.
Lord.
Javon Baker. That's
my sleeper. Yeah, I told y'all about him last.
You said you like the dude from UCF.
Yeah, that's the sleeper there. Who is this guy? You can't let people know about our sleepers like this. Come on, man. You know, I'm gonna have to take the jersey out the cart.
Man, after Bowers and Sanders, there's nobody else to talk about it, tight end.
Yeah. I've heard Bowers' name a few times.
Hold up. The tight end for who was the tight end? He got a 10 RAS score at the combine. He's crazy athletic. I think it was from Michigan or something like that. I don't know. But he got a crazy RAS score. He was 10 out of 10.
Damn.
I mean, tackle.
He can't play football because he ain't on this list.
He's not on the list. But yeah, your guy.
Where's the DBs at?
They weren't on there for some reason.
That's weird.
This guy don't like defense?
Yeah. No, there was nothing on. There was no defense on there.
Yeah, I'm saying this guy, he doesn't like defense. Who is this guy?
Let me find it, see if I can find it where it went.
Like quarterbacks out here with pot bellies running five flats.
he played 7-on-7.
I am not a Spencer Rattler guy.
Running backs, receivers. Yeah,
swap him out for Bo Nix.
Interior linemen.
Yeah, he didn't even have Bo Nix up there. He got Spencer Rattler.
Bo Nix looked old, dog. I was like, dog, who is Tom Brady Jr.?
That's because he is old.
I know, but
he ain't older than Buddy from Notre Dame, though.
How old is that guy, 26?
I don't know, but Zaire Franklin was talking one episode on his podcast. He was saying he played against Buddy.
Wow.
He said, yeah, when Buddy was a freshman at Wake Forest, I played against him. Sam Hartman, the quarterback from Notre Dame.
Oh, boy, looking like a Fabio.
People liked him. His hair was flowing.
Yeah.
His long hair quarterbacks, bro. That's what keeps getting Trevor Lawrence in the conversation of being good, just how people love the blonde hair. He ain't a top 10 quarterback. But people think the dude is
top 10. Come on. Yeah. Come on. He's top 10. He's top 10.
Yeah. Yeah. You think he's top 10?
He's top 10.
In the league right now?
Yeah. Who you like? Dude, list the quarter. See, when people say that he's not top 10, like, list the quarterbacks that's in the league and tell me he ain't top 10.
No, you might be right. I'm thinking here, but like, he's because there's not an abundance of good quarterbacks. I think he's in there by default.
Yeah.
Just that there's nobody else that's really good to be a quarterback.
Yeah, so but he would be a top 10 quarterback.
No, based off that, yeah. Not, again, I'm not going to say based off skill, but based off of there's not any other good quarterbacks, that's why he's in there.
Yeah, but top 10 is top 10.
No, I'm with you.
I agree.
If you want to say he's not special or he's not what they what he they said he was,
that's a better way to put it. Because I had this guy on my fantasy team. I watched him in Jacksonville.
To say he's not top 10 is a stretch.
No, you're right. It's not special. He's not a guy that I'm looking at and I'm thinking to myself, damn, we're playing Trevor Lawrence today. I'm not worried about that.
He don't put no fear in my eyes.
Yeah, not his. The team around doesn't freak me out. Like, you may not be a Purdy guy, but when he lines up, you got Debo, IU, Kittle, CMC, and he runs that offense perfectly. So you're going to be worried about Purdy. If I'm seeing Lawrence show up, I'm like, oh, man, it's who is it? It's Etienne. It's,
you seeing Goldilocks flowing?
That's all I'm seeing is the hair.
You.
And they're Josh Allen on the other side of the ball.
I tell you what, though, when I seen him in person, that boy is big.
Yeah.
Who that's Sunshine?
Yeah. When I seen him in person, I was like,
he 6'7", ain't he? 6'6".
I was like,
speaking of that tall, the Florida State other receiver, something Wilson.
Moved that boy to tight end already, man.
I was just about to say that. They gotta put that boy at tight end. I mean, he ran.
Stop playing with me, dog. Ain't nobody got 6'7"
for his height,
wide receivers out here.
No, here we go. That's about to finish up here with some numbers here. This is stuff you were talking about last week. The 10-yard split. Anyone here stick out to you? Xavier Worthy, Willie Drew, Nehemiah Pritchard. I mean, these guys have this.
Moving, man. They are moving.
So in the 10 yards, they're going 1.4, 1.4. That's pretty damn fast, bro.
They moving, man.
But here's the thing, though.
That's them DBs, though, man. Them DBs got that short space range. That's all you want.
They have to get the ball and do something.
Vertical jump.
There were some people that had some verticals.
You got a lot. The 42.5, 42. All of them 42.5, and the 42. Andrew Phillips, Kentucky. All cornerbacks and receivers.
I like the broad jump better than the vertical. The broad jump, I think, translates more.
One of the kids
to explosiveness.
One of the kids broke the record. I think he got 12.
12.2.
Yeah.
Tyler Owens. What's a SAF? What is that?
Safety?
I've never seen that spelled out that way. I've always just seen the S. I've never seen it. SAF.
SAF. It's SAF, bro.
I guess it's safety. It has to be safety, but still, like, you're not going to put an S there?
Nope. SAF.
Yeah, 12.2. Bro, that's almost a full foot over the next closest guy, 11.4.
Yeah. There goes Adonai Mitchell again, showing up. He shows up on these lists.
Drew Phillips, he's on here a couple of times. So, like you said, man, some of these guys have, again, I'm just going off of strictly reading this. I didn't watch the combine. We talked about it. I'm not a combine person. But the research I've done for this episode, seeing these players, some of Luke these guys McCaffrey. Are on these multiple lists. Yeah, he ended up what he took out.
He's going to be a Niner.
Fastest McCaffrey in the family.
Yep. He is the fastest McCaffrey in the family now. There's Ricky Pearsall. He's one of my sleepers.
And what is he?
He's one of my sleepers. He's going to be good. Trust me. He's going to be good. And he's going to go like – that's how deep this wide receiver class is. That he's good, and he's going to go probably like in the third round, fourth round.
Listen to what he's saying now, Billy. Listen to what he's saying. This is a deep wide receiver class, and my head coach is not going to get none of them.
He may get Luke McCaffrey.
In the sixth round.
He may think it's 20-yard shuttle. McCaffrey on here again. Rome.
It goes Rome. Adunze.
Yeah,
I like Sanistrill. I think Sanistrill going to be a beast in the league.
They're
going to throw him in that nickel. And Sanistrill going to be a beast.
That'd be crazy. Adunze,
bench
Moore.
Press, core, center, D tackle, guard, edge. I'm like,
yeah. If Adunze go to Chicago, that's gonna be nasty, boy. You have a Dunze, DJ Moore, with Caleb throwing them the ball with Cole Kmet.
And they're going to have some firepower out there. Roshan Johnson is going to be the starter going into training camp.
Eh, I ain't a fan. They can find a back somewhere.
So we got combine free agency stuff.
Bring in Gus Edwards.
Next week, free agency starts. We'll be talking about moves on next week's episode.
Oh, yeah. We're going to
shake it. Yeah, man. It's some big names this year. It's some big names. I think Monday is going to be balls to the wall, the tampering or whatever they call it, you know, and then Wednesday is official. See if Saquon going to be a Cowboy.
I see a lot of Buffalo trading Diggs to the Giants stuff. I've seen that in five or six different
They believe in Daniel Jones. It's like, look, we paid him the money. We got to stick with him for right now.
Listen, I'm never backing that guy again.
I'm predicting it's some good. I mean, it's when you look at it, it's some good players out there. This is a deep free agency class too. But at the same time, it's a deep draft. So a lot of guys might still be sitting around waiting until the draft over.
Cheap players. Like contracts.
I like Josh Jacobs in San Diego.
Yeah, they say he's going to Chargers.
I like that.
They need a tough
I like that.
Over there.
Either there or Philly. I could see him in Philly.
I like Jacobs or Barkley for the Chargers. I think that'll
I like him. I could see him in.
Would be good over there because they do a lot out of the backfield stuff, and you got a running back that can actually. Doug, I'm not an Eckler guy anymore. Again, he screwed my fantasy team. Actually, picking him up and watching him play, never again will I have him on my team. So I think Barkley going out there would be a hell of a play.
Nah, that ain't Harbaugh type of back. His type of back is Josh Jacobs.
True. Hard nose?
Yeah. Yeah. His type. I think. Yeah.
All right.
I think if I'm the GM of the Cowboys, I'm going to get Saquon Barkley.
You tell him Pollard bye-bye?
You already told him bye-bye. You didn't give him a franchise tag. You already told him bye-bye. Go see what you can get. Mm. Bring in Saquon, and it automatically makes your offense better. You get Saquon on that turf.
So now you get Saquon, and they still don't do nothing. You still blaming it on Dak?
That's what I'm wishing. I'm wishing Saquon go anywhere but Houston, so I'm rooting for Dallas.
Houston has a target on?
I'm putting it on Dak. I don't know what it is about them. They lock into this guy. They put up yards, they put up points, but when it counts, man, they find a way. Dak just does not – he's not special, bro. That's our new thing here. We're quarterback special.
That's what I kept trying to say him about Jimmy G. Like, when it counts.
I like Dak, man.
I like him too, but he's not a special player. Yeah, regular season, he puts up numbers left and right. This is what, third straight year? Not only do they lose, they get blown out by the other team and just scrap back in at the end to make it look respectable.
I think that loss was more on defense.
He can't put up 103 rushing touchdowns. He had 100-plus yards in the first half. For sure it was on the defense.
Didn't they put up like 30, 40 points?
Yeah.
In the game?
Dallas? Yeah, the jump time at the end when they were – I mean, they pulled the starters
points is points,
out.
Man.
Not no. Messy, but it wasn't enough to come out, to come back. Yeah, they pulled Love, they pulled Dylan, they pulled everybody in the fourth quarter.
No.
They started coming back. They had to put them back in the game. They screwed up and pulled them out too soon.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, shit, we're not doing that good. We got to get them back. Guys, get back in there. Let's finish this up.
Yeah. I think that was more on the defense.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I agree with that one. It wasn't that this time, but I'm saying the majority or the history, it has been.
But Dak isn't.
I never put it on Dak.
He's not getting over the hump.
I thought they played better this year without Joystick.
So when he played great this year, but then when he played against a good team with a good defense. Yeah, when he makes the timely interceptions, that's not Dak's fault.
Bro, he barely throws interceptions.
I don't know what you're talking about. That boy just threw like 2 years ago.
10 interceptions in the season? That ain't that bad.
Something like that.
It might have been 10 interceptions, like you almost in single digits. Like, that's not that bad.
It might have been more. Look it up, Billy. 2 years ago, I think he threw like 12 or something.
Stu telling me to look up 2 years ago. What did he do last year?
2023.
Last year was a better year. Had
9 interceptions. Yeah, last year.
Like, if you're telling me my quarterback only threw 9 interceptions in a season, that ain't bad.
Yeah, for one season, we're talking about
that's like multiple. half a pick a game.
Yeah, but like I said, man, he's not the year. So yeah, this was his best year as far as that goes. He was 36 and 9 this season, 2022, 23 and 15. Yeah,
36 and 9. I'll take that every day of the week.
Yeah, okay. 2022, 23 and 15, 21, 37 and 10. He was hurt in 2020, 2019, 30 and 11. I mean, he's right where you should
be.
High single digits, low double digits, and 25 plus.
I'll take that. And you get rid of Joystick, and he 36-9 this year.
Don't listen to him, Billy, because he likes Jameis Winston that goes 30 for 30.
Nah, he never liked Jameis Winston.
If I'm a billion-dollar NFL team. Not one
Nad Seminole.
If I'm a billion-dollar
You keep my interceptions 10 and under, and
dude needs to fix his eyes.
Who?
Jameis Winston. You cannot be a million-dollar quarterback in a billion-dollar franchise and be out there like, I don't wear my glasses when I play. I want
to
look
like
this.
Ain't got nothing to do with that. Ain't got nothing to do with that boy eyes. That boy is a gun
shit out there, bro.
Slinger.
No, I'm with you. That boy is a gun slinger.
It's a snow crab,
reckless play, he's got horrible vision. And it's the one thing I remember from anything I've ever read with him coming out of college, was he doesn't wear his glasses or contacts in a game. He just squints. I'm like, this guy's going to the NFL and he's squinting playing quarterback? What are you doing?
Problem. He still thinks he's in college.
Let me tell you, ain't got nothing to do with his eyes.
No,
that boy is a gun slinger, and he don't care. That boy will change the play on you and give it to a running back when he was supposed to kneel.
Win is in my name. We're not taking a knee for nothing.
No, that boy is a gunslinger, and that's the way he quarterback. I might throw 3 picks this game, but guess what? I'm going to keep throwing it, and I'm probably finished with 3 touchdowns and 3 picks. But
yeah, he's going. 3 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns.
We're going to eat these W's.
I had him on my fantasy team a couple years ago, bro. He was 2 turnovers a game before touchdowns a game.
Hey, he had the 30. He had the 30-30 season.
Yeah,
him and Baker.
Hey, that boy said that boy is gonna throw it.
They said Baker playing hardball with the Bucks. Man, he's like, yeah, man.
I would too.
He did good this season.
I took that trash to the playoffs.
Yeah, and now your OC is gone. You think you're gonna repeat yourself?
Okay, and what you gonna do? What you gonna do without me? You gonna give it to? You gonna give it to
top 10 in the league. I take him over Sunshine any day of the week.
Baker?
I bet you Mike Evans. I bet you Mike Evans in there like, hey, we need Sam back. Let's get Sam back. I can't go into the season with Kyle Trask as my quarterback.
He wants
Baker. Guaranteed. So Baker can play a hardball.
I'll go get Sam Howe.
Oh, no.
Sam Howell. Where is he going? Why is you get? He's not free.
He ain't gonna be the quarterback.
He ain't gonna be free.
He's a second year guy, right? He's on his deal. He's got to trade him.
Third year. You don't even know if they're gonna take a quarterback.
They don't take a quarterback.
They might take Marvin Harrison and say, "Hey, Sam, you got all the weapons around you.
That's not bad.
Go do it."
I wouldn't be mad at that if they did that. That's actually not a bad pick. If you don't get a quarterback, that's what you better do. You better not get no.
I don't know. According to Billy Rankins, you need neighbors better than Harrison now.
Sources. Trust me, bro.
It's crazy. Dude skipped the combine and he just off the rankings. People forget that he did his pro day last year. Like, he don't need none of this stuff. He did a pro day last year. They already saw.
Yeah, but people, look what I did right now. Like we talked the other day. This guy's tape is perfect. He's a stud receiver. Because some guy went to the combine and ran a little faster, caught a little better passes with no pads on. He's going to be better than the best receiver in the country in gameplay. Like, come on, bro.
Exactly. In game. You said it right there. In gameplay with pads. No.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. That's what Worthy, man. As soon as Worthy ran that time, I was like, oh, he's about to jump up this board. Yeah, we are not getting him in the second round.
Can he do that in pads?
Oh, you better go watch that boy date.
I'll watch it. He got to run past people.
He don't have to do nothing. That boy take a screen 60 yards.
What is this? I think it's time to wrap it up.
You better go watch that boy highlight tape.
Who are we talking about?
Xavier Worthy.
Go check him out.
YouTube. Go watch that boy highlight tape. That boy take a bubble screen 60.
Yeah, we saw Reggie Bush too. We saw Reggie Bush too, and then
Reggie Bush was good in the league.
He was.
I was a huge Wendell White fan.
If he was picked like 22nd, yeah. But for where he got picked,
was excellent for what he was used as.
Yeah.
Sean Payton knew exactly what he wanted to do with him, and that's the way he did it. And he excelled at that. Because when he went, who did he go to? The Dolphins? When he went in a traditional, he ran for 1,000 yards.
Yeah, a guy like Reggie Bush, you get a good coach, he's going to make you a Hall of Famer. But the second that you're off that good coach in that good system, you're just a guy.
But Sean Payton used him in a different way. He didn't use him as that type of back, but he left them and he got a 1,000-yard season.
All right, gentlemen, let's wrap this up. We're old. It's already past my bedtime.
Yes, it is.
4-5.
45. Come back like MJ. We're in the 4-5. You know what it is.
45?
Michael.
Levante.
Jeffrey.
No, Levante did 45.
No, he's not.
That's White.
White. That's what I'm thinking of. White.
Yeah, White. White was.
I mean, with the helmets on, they all look the same.
This is true.
Yeah, that's true too. See? Hey, but it's another episode. Respect the game. Holla at your boys on Instagram. Like, subscribe, to share on the YouTube. You know the deal. Mi gente. LatinAmerica.com. JewishPeople.com. Holla at your boys. We everywhere and we nowhere.
Get full it. Show next week. Full show. Back at it.